mind.
But the SNP were given a huge mandate at the most recent elections. As you have pointed out, Scotland voted to remain in the EU. Are these not triggers for a second referendum, as Nicola Sturgeon points out?
Well, it would be for the SNP to choose to put that to the Scottish people, wouldn't it? And it's for the Scottish people ultimately to determine whether that's what they want.
And
that's
the Deputy Leader of Scottish Labour, Alex Rowley, says that he wouldn't oppose a second referendum.
Yeah, and as I said, I think it would be for the leadership of the Scottish Labour Party to determine what our position is in respect of that. I'm very clear that I want Scotland to stay within the UK. I think I've always believed that we are, you know, part of our, philosophy, if you like, as the Labour Party is about sharing. It's about pooling risk and sharing reward.
And about democracy. So I presume you wouldn't oppose a second referendum then?
No, of course not. If the Scottish people chose that's what they wanted and there was agreement in the Labour Party, then that would be for them to determine it.